Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Scottie Pippen is making some headlines. I mean, he's
no. You already
after
gave
Kevin
him the
Durant.
Nickname. Scottie Pippen is tripping. Let's just start there.
Right, hey, you know, here he is, and he's on the Dan Patrick Show today.
But have you talked to Phil about this? Because by saying a racial move, then you're calling Phil a racist.
I don't got a problem with that.
Do you think Phil was or is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, do you remember Phil Jackson left the Lakers, went, wrote a book on Kobe Bryant, and then came back and coached him? I mean, who would do that? You name someone in professional sports that would do that, you know? I think he tried to expose Kobe in a way that he shouldn't have. You're the head coach, and you're the guy that sits in the locker room and tells the players, this is a circle, and everything stays within the circle. Because that's what team is about. But you as the head coach, open it up. And now you go out and you try to belittle, at that time, probably one of the greatest players in the game.
All right, that's Scottie Pippen. And for those that maybe haven't heard, Scottie Pippen in a GQ magazine article called the infamous situation where it was the 1994 second round playoffs and the Knicks and the Bulls are playing. Michael Jordan's off playing baseball, so Scottie Pippen is the best player on the team.
I remember it very vividly. I was watching that. I was in Detroit then, but I vividly remember that whole thing.
Yes, yes. So the game is tied at 102 with 1.8 seconds left. Is game three, and Phil Jackson draws up a play for Tony Kukoc, who was a rookie. He was a highly touted rookie, right? He had played professionally overseas and was, you know, a great European player. And he drew up the play for Kukoc, who averaged 10 points a game that year. And Pippen was so upset that he refused to go in the game. And then they run the play without Pippen, who was supposed to be the inbounder, and Kukoc hits the game-winning shot, and the Bulls end up losing the series in seven. But all his teammates were upset with him, black, white, whatever, and he
it wasn't about Phil Jackson. He let them down.
Right.
It wasn't at that time. You need to come in the game, even if the play. Imagine if all the players did that. If every time the play was for Scotty.
Oh no! It's crazy. But the thing that's brought that back to the forefront, Rob, is Scottie Pippen said Phil Jackson drawing up the play for Tony Kukoc was racist or racial, to use his exact term, and that's why Dan Patrick was asking him about it, and obviously. He just doubled down on it. He didn't run from it. He didn't smooth it over. He doubled down. Your thoughts, Rob?
I don't see his evidence. I don't see anything calling a play in that situation. Just like I remember people were saying the same thing, Chris, like, and not in a racial way, but that Pete Carroll didn't want Marshawn Lynch to be the MVP of the Super Bowl. So they ran the ball instead of letting Russell Wilson threw it instead of letting him run. They didn't want Marshawn Lynch to be the dude. No, it was a bad play call. How about that? It was a terrible. I can't believe they're sitting there going, well, let me see. We don't want Marshawn Lynch to be the MVP. We'll let Russell throw it so that he can be the MVP. Really? Nobody. Really? Are you thinking that at the Super Bowl on the goal line? I just don't believe it. I don't believe that. That's a gutsy call, even in the Tony Kukoc. You just said it. You spelled it out. 10 averaging 10 points. He's a rookie. You know what I mean? Scotty miss the two previous shots, Chris, before that?
I believe so.
In that game, he took the two shots previous that could have put them up that he missed. So I just, you got to give me more than that. If you're going to go down this road, Chris, and you know me and I know you. Neither one of us are afraid to call it when it's there.
Right.
We'll call it out if we don't think it's right. We don't like the hiring in the NBA, right?
Yep.
We'll call it out and say these owners need to stop. We've done it.
Yep.
So I don't want people to be like, oh, you're saying, no. You can't say that about Chris and I. You can't. But yeah. I don't have any Exhibit A, Chris, nothing to draw on other than him saying it's racial. And the whole story about writing a book with Kobe Bryant, he left out that, yes, he wrote the book probably thinking he would never go there and go back there. And then his girlfriend, right, who owns the team, has him back. I mean, do we forget that part?
And, right. And that's you can say that was a weak move. That was
racial?
You know, to make it racial, I don't get that. My thing is this, Ruff. Let's go to the play, first of all. I'm with you. If Phil Jackson wanted to make a racial statement, he could have been doing it all year.
Right.
He could have started Tony Kukoc. We know Jerry Krause loved Kukoc. Kukoc barely started that year.
And don't forget.
He didn't really start most of the games. And he only averaged 10 points. He could have went out of his way to try to make Kukoc a star during the season. To do it at that point in time, I think your number one thought is I want to win this game.
Right.
I just, there's no way I think that play call. And what about the other black players on the team? Why were they so upset with Scott? If they thought it was racist, I would have thought they would have been like, yo, we got your back, dog. We know what
you're
doing.
How about this?
You know how it is.
None of them, Chris. They could have all said we're not going in. If they really, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you thought
something
was like.
You've been doing this all year, Phil. Right. We've been watching you. Nah, you know, whatever. I mean, there was just no support for it. Kukoc started 8 games out of 75 that year that he played.
Right.
So why wasn't he building him up all year to be this great white hope, so to speak? So there's that, Rob. And then also, why are you just saying this 28 years later? 27 years later.
And you work for Phil. You were a special assistant.
In 2005, he went and joined Phil's staff as a special assistant.
Thank you.
Come on, Lakers.
Chris.
So, right. Well, if you think he's all that much of a racist, you obviously don't need the money. You're Scotty. Like, it's not adding up. And Scotty said this to Dan Patrick, if you listen to the whole interview. He said, look, I was in the locker room. I was you know, in the, I don't know if he exactly said on the team, playing the team, but, you know, but he was basically like, look, I had intimate, you know, experiences with Phil and the team. I saw what went on behind closed doors. And he's right. I mean, none of us know exactly what was going on, but I just think you got to give some evidence when you come out and make a claim like this.
And the stuff he came out with, Chris, isn't good enough.
No, because it
doesn't add up.
It's not necessarily racist. Now, there are some incidents that would speak to maybe a racial insensitivity. Remember, Jackson, Phil had the incident with LeBron's guys back in 2016.
I'll say this. Go ahead. He called
Maverick Carter, Randy Mims, and Rich Paul LeBron's posse.
Okay, now I'm going to say this.
They took exception to that because they're like, we're businessmen. Would you call, you know, Tom Brady's friends that are running his businesses his posse? And whether it's racial or not, that's how they took it.
No, that's fine, right. But I will say one of the biggest posses, Chris, other than the Western days when they went after the bad guys, was Arsenio Hall, his group. You remember his band? That's
right,
what he called
right.
them. The posse. My posse.
Right.
So that word could be used, and that was Arsenio Hall with a mostly black band right on his late night show.
Yep.
All right, give it up for my posse. So maybe he thought it was him.
And we all, let's face it, a lot of people years ago, before 2016, when players had entourages in the early 2000s, everybody was kind of saying that was their posse, right?
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. You can say that you don't appreciate it, which is fine, but I don't think Phil used some word that nobody else used, Chris. That's all I'm saying.
And then here's the other thing. You remember when David Stern, the late great commissioner of the NBA, came up with the dress code, and Phil Jackson said he supported it because he was saying players were wearing, quote-unquote, prison garb for years. So those are things that could they have a racial undertone? Sure.
That does definitely.
Yeah.
Now
so
that does.
There's
even...
that, but, you know, I would like to have heard more evidence from Scotty. You know, you're in the locker room. So what
did he do?
Yeah,
what did he say?
You know, because like you said, Rob, I believe if we see racism, call it out then and there.
Yes.
There's no or set up the right time, you know, to call it out and bring attention to it. And certainly if you're someone on the level of Scottie Pippen, you know, he's got clout. And he could have called it out a long time ago if it really was.
And when you go
there.
Work for that guy, it's hard for me to buy into it, Chris. I'm sorry. This all sounds he attacked Michael Jordan just in that article. Now it's Phil Jackson. He sounds upset, sounds like bitter.
Yes,
I don't get it.
Yeah,
right?
It's odd. Finally, Rob, you mentioned he worked for Phil Jackson on his staff. In 2019, this is just 2 years ago, he actually said that Phil should be the Lakers head coach when they were going to get rid of Luke Walton. He said that when he was on
ESPN.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever
ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Interesting conversation on The Shop this past weekend. Friday night it aired on HBO. The Shop is the show created by LeBron James and Maverick
Carter. Well, they all agree
Carter.
With everything that he says normally when he's on the show. That barbershop show.
Hey, you said it. That's what it is. There's been a little pushback because this episode that this stems from, there was some pushback because they were talking about the great. This was like a year or two ago. They were talking about the greatest athlete, and I think Maverick Carter said Tom Brady, and LeBron pushed back and said, no, I don't think a football player can be the greatest athlete.
And then they all agree with LeBron.
It's a team sport. Because he's only playing one way. In football, you only go one way. You don't have to worry about defense or you don't have to worry about offense. So anyway, they had Tom Brady on Friday. And LeBron was not there, but Maverick Carter was hosting. And they brought this up with Tom Brady, and here's the exchange.
LeBron once made a comment on this show. I don't know if you ever saw this episode, because I was saying to him, I think Tom Brady is the greatest athlete of all time. And LeBron's like, I love Tom. I think he's the greatest football player. But football players don't have to play offense and defense.
I remember when he said that.
Do you remember that, Tom?
Of course I remember when he said that.
I disagree with him.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I'm not a big comparison thing like
that. I agree, yeah.
Because really just depends what style you like.
True. Right?
You could say, well, you may be the most accomplished. I would say, like, okay, yeah, I've won a lot of games, Super Bowls and so forth, but my style of play might not fit everybody else's, with their view of what that position should be. I can really just be the best with the body that I was given.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's certain things that I certainly cannot do, and I have the awareness to realize, okay, I can't do those things. You can't do everyone else's job. I can't block, tackle, run, catch. Sure, you know, sure as hell can't run, but I can throw the out of the ball, you know? So let me just do that, and let me do that really well, you know? And I think if I could do that, then the team certainly could use me for that.
All right, Rob, my feelings are this. I certainly believe a football player can be the greatest athlete. I don't buy LeBron's logic. It's just the nature of the sport. It's like me, almost like me saying a center can't be the greatest basketball player because he doesn't bring the ball up the court. Or he doesn't shoot threes.
Or saying Willie Mays centers can't be the greatest, or Hank Aaron or Barry Bonds because they don't pitch.
Right.
That's what you would be saying. No, no.
Now, I get it if you said a pitcher couldn't be the greatest baseball player. Because, I mean, they're not fielding for the most part or hitting. That's a little different.
But the only difference is
30 times a year or whatever.
I get it, but Babe Ruth did both. You know what I mean?
Well, like, yeah, Chris, he did both.
And now you're seeing.
But he's known more as a hitter, by, too.
No, I get that. I'm just saying. And by the way, Shohei Ohtani's first at-bat at Yankee Stadium, guess what?
Home run.
Yeah.
No, but that's
he's
my
unbelievable.
Point. If he was just – now – those are guys, though, that are hitting and pitching.
No, right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, right.
Yeah, just a guy that purely pitched. You're only out there every 5 or 6 days or whatever.
Right.
But for this discussion, here's my thing, right? I'm going to go here. And you know, everybody that listens to this show knows that I believe Tom Brady is the GOAT quarterback, the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't believe he's the greatest football player. I have a hard time saying he's the greatest football player. And I'm not saying that because he's a quarterback. I'm saying it because to be the greatest athlete of all time, I do think there has to be some, in my view, some degree of what we all term overall athleticism. I have to be able to, like, all the things he said he can't do, run, block, catch. Well, if you're the greatest athlete ever, I mean, you got to do some of that. You got to be able to do that to some degree. Like, if Lamar Jackson went on to accomplish what Tom Brady or Pat Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, if they accomplished what Tom Brady did, I could say that's the greatest football player ever. Because I can picture Rodgers being, you know, going out and running the football to some degree or catching the football. He's an athlete. Like, he's athletic. He's fast. He's quick. He's got some of that.
He's got
obviously
a couple of
Lamar
moves. You remember,
yeah,
at the
I mean,
goal, you remember
something.
At the goal line against, what was that? Remember that?
I remember last year when he was afraid to run. But that's neither here nor there.
I don't know about afraid to run. He should have run.
He should have run.
That. I don't
but
know about
you,
why would he be afraid?
You see what I'm saying is like, a Lawrence Taylor, who, yeah, he can't throw the football, but I could say he was the greatest football player ever. A Jim Brown, a Jerry Rice, somebody that if I put, and I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. If we all started off in a football practice and they're trying to find out what different guys can do, and you're running through the gauntlet, you got to do some tackling drills. You got to do some blocking drills. You got to sprint. You got to catch the football. There's no way I'm coming out of something like that and saying, Tom Brady, that's the greatest football player out here. Because he can't do those things. He's the greatest quarterback. But I have a hard time. I have a real problem when people say he's the greatest football player ever. So that's more my take than football. A football player certainly could be the greatest athlete ever.
I don't, when you start talking about it, I just have to rate them by the position that they play and their impact on the game. Lawrence Taylor, for a lot of people, though he didn't play offense, disrupted the game, changed the game, you know, and played his position as well as anybody can play. So I just look at it like that when I think of an impactful player. When you talk about it, right? Should Lawrence Taylor be discounted because he couldn't throw the ball or he never caught a ball? Do you know what I mean? Like
No, because you can only do what you do. I'm just right, saying, well, but do as a you quarterback, have the athleticism?
Yeah, but as a quarterback, okay, so I'll ask you this.
So you think Joe Montana is the greatest football player ever?
No, I didn't say that, but I'm just saying I'm not going to, like I think your argument is that Tom's not athletic enough. So I would ask you, if Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowls, all the Super Bowls that he's won, then would you? No, I'm asking you.
I just said it.
So you would, right?
I said a Lamar Jackson, a Pat Mahomes, okay. And Aaron Rodgers, a quarterback that's athletic? Yeah.
Then you would change your mind. Okay.
If Tim Tebow was that good, you know what I'm saying? Then I could look at him. He's strong. He can run. And obviously Brady's athletic to some degree. But that is the greatest athlete. It's not just a guy that can throw the football and is incredibly smart at his position. And that's really that Tom Brady is the GOAT quarterback because he can throw. He doesn't throw it better than every other quarterback we've ever seen. But he can throw, and he is smart. He's got, you know, he's incredible in both of those things. But does that make him the greatest athlete of all time? I can't go there.
I get it. And some people were trying to say that, even trying to supplant Michael Jordan as the greatest team sport, because then they got to say team sport. Like for Tom, there's always all of these little things you got to throw up there. You know what I mean? You can't just say he's the greatest athlete of all time. Then they say, well, he's the greatest team athlete. Is he a better team athlete than Michael Jordan? I don't believe so. Even though he's won one more Super Bowl, I mean one more championship, right? I don't believe that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting discussion because I agree. I don't get into the team thing. And I think with what LeBron said, kind of taking his logic to the nth degree, like he says, a football player can't be the greatest athlete because they only play one way. Well, if you take that logic further, then you could say, no one in a team sport can be the greatest athlete.
Right, that's exactly right.
Right?
Even LeBron.
You're always relying. If Ray Allen doesn't hit that shot, if Kyrie Irving doesn't hit that shot, LeBron doesn't have as many championships.
Let's keep it real, right?
And the same for Michael Jordan. Even though he was obviously the greatest player,
no, I get it.
You
with Steve
still
Kerr
need the
and Paxson. Right,
right, right. You need them to play defense. He needed Dennis Rodman to rebound. So in a team sport, every athlete is reliant, unless it was a pitcher, right? Unless it was a pitcher, obviously, and a pitcher still has to rely on. You got to get some offense. I mean,
you got to get a run.
Some
you
type
can't
of superhuman
you,
pitcher who
you
would,
can
you
pitch
know
a no hitter, Chris. If you don't get any runs, you don't win.
Right. So you could say you got to be a boxer. You got to be a track athlete,
tennis player,
a swimmer, tennis. Yeah. So I just think that logic is flawed. But, yeah, I firmly believe Tom Brady's the GOAT quarterback. That's me, man. When I think of a football player, I think of somebody running through all the drills and dominating and looking great. Doesn't mean he can throw it better than everybody else or he's the absolute fastest. But he got some speed. He can hit. He can catch a little bit. He can throw it. He can tackle. I got to be able to picture you doing that. I mean, to me, I'm probably in the minority. But that's my thought on the matter, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I would be curious just to hear because I don't think anybody made either side. Even Brady's argument wasn't compelling. You know, I don't remember LeBron.
Well, he
totally
just talked around it.
He talked around it. You know what I mean? So I just think you have to look at it and determine, like I said to you, Chris, earlier about Lawrence Taylor and how impactful he was, right? You could say Lawrence Taylor, did he not change the game? Did he not?
No, he did. I mean, right? And to be a linebacker.
And I covered Lawrence Taylor. I was covering the Giants then. And he was unbelievable, Chris. I thought he was like something that we had never seen.
But I would say nobody's had the impact on football that Tom Brady has. I mean, he's won more Super Bowls than any other franchise. So
yeah, but somebody could make the argument, was it all him, though?
No, it wasn't all him.
I get it.
But I'm just saying, like, obviously he was the quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not all Lawrence Taylor. It's not, as we said, it's not all anybody in football. You know, especially football, more so than even basketball. But I there's nobody that's had that impact that he's had. So that's what people are saying. He's the most, when they say he's the greatest football player, he's the most accomplished.
Accomplished, I don't think anybody could argue that. When you use that word, Chris, I can even sign off on accomplished. I've said it. He is the most accomplished. There's no doubt in my mind.
Right. I think he's the most accomplished, most impactful football player, yes. Greatest football player? No. Greatest quarterback? Yeah, in my view.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's go to a situation in Portland, and we know the great Dame Lillard. And a report, Rob, that and I don't know if you saw the pushback that Chauncey Billups, the hiring of Chauncey Billups as the Portland Trail Blazers head coach.
It has been bonkers, is what I'm going to call it. Bonkers.
A lot of pushback.
Like, wow.
And so, for those that don't know, in 1997, well, in 2000, I believe, Rob G., correct me if I'm wrong on the timing. In 2000, Chauncey settled a dispute where it was alleged that he and two other, Antoine Walker, and who was the third Boston Celtics player, but that they, who would you say was the third? Ryan Mercer. That they sexually assaulted a woman. And they settled, or at least I assume they all did, but Chauncey settled 3 years later. It was in 1997 that the alleged situation took place. And so when he's hired, and obviously, Rob, that news was not really, you know what I mean? Like a lot, I mean, was that ever brought up when he was in Detroit?
No. Yeah, I'm going to sit here and tell
that
you
was
no.
Really on the,
no.
Yeah, that was really quiet, kept quiet.
Kept quiet. I never knew anything about it, Chris. And you know,
no.
I covered Chauncey, and I was there in Detroit and everything. And
it was there was never anything brought up about that. And when he was hired this past weekend by the Portland Trail Blazers, a lot of fans have really not only been upset about the hiring and, you know, questioned the Trail Blazers' decision, but they've also gone at Damian Lillard. And blamed him to a large degree because everybody knows is the franchise player that not that he hired Billups, but he could have stopped. Yeah. I mean, obviously they ran it by him. And Rob G, reportedly, he was in the interview, the Zoom interview, right? And so they really went at Dame hard. And our Chris Haynes, friend of the show, Fox Sports 1 analyst, he wrote that the backlash – of the enormous backlash, actually, of the fans in Portland blaming Damian Lillard, you know, combined with the fact that once again they're out early in the playoffs and it just seems like they can't put together a contender. Those two things are making it a real possibility that Damian Lillard wants out of Portland.
I wonder who's the source on this. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. I know. I hear you. But what are your thoughts on this whole situation?
I'm going to push back, and not because I know Chauncey, Chris, and I enjoy covering him. He's a great basketball player. He played great for the Pistons during their run when they were going to the Eastern Conference Finals and all that, and he was a great guy to talk to and all that.
Of course. Yep.
So that's not what I'm talking about. My issue is, if Chauncey Billups is persona non grata and not fit to be hired in the NBA because of this, he should have never been a Clippers assistant coach. He should have never been offered the Cavaliers general manager job.
President, I believe.
President, sorry. Yep. President of the – where – Chris, it can't be – do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you can't be an assistant. They say, well, you could be an assistant, but you can't be a head coach. No. If you're unhirable because of this past transgression, he shouldn't be working in the NBA at all, Chris, at all. So it's hard for me after the fact to now say he shouldn't get the job or they should back out of it. I'm sorry. I got an issue with it.
No, I'm with you. And you know, look, the alleged incident, what was alleged to have happened was horrible. But, you know, it was
her
story.
We're not making excuses for it, right?
I know. Right. It was just a mess. But I agree with you. It was 24 years ago, and in the 20, what, 1 year since he settled. Like you said, there hasn't been a whisper about it. When he was praised as a player, there was no whisper about it.
Nothing. Because they would have wrote that in the finals in 2004. Did you write that?
I don't know. I mean,
nobody wrote it.
It's not been made a big deal. And this is not to belittle anything that allegedly went down.
Exactly.
But again, you're hitting on the head, Rob. Why people are jumping on Damian Lillard?
Right.
Well, are they jumping on Ty Lue for having Chauncey on his staff?
Hello.
Are they jumping on Steve Ballmer for hiring Chauncey?
Right.
And I don't think they should be, but I'm just saying, like, now all of a sudden, and Jason Kidd was hired in Dallas.
He has a history of domestic violence. With his wife, Chris. His ex-wife now or whatever.
Ex-wife now.
Right. He had a situation with his...
And things seem to be fine. But that's the point. Like, there's not been nothing about him, not to this level. And so, bottom line, Rob, I agree with you. If he can work in the NBA as a ball boy, then he can work in the NBA as a head coach.
Right.
If he can work in the NBA as a Los Angeles Clippers broadcaster or assistant coach, or the president of the Cleveland Cavaliers, why can't he be a coach, a head coach? So I just think, you know, it's just very much inconsistent. And then to drag Damian Lillard in there, I mean, come on. I'm going to say this, and obviously, I mean, Rob, you said it. You like Chauncey. I like Chauncey. Most people around the NBA like Chauncey. He's been a great leader. He had a great career.
Yep.
He deserves a lot of credit. Obviously, Ty Lue is the main, you know, brain behind the Clippers coaching staff. But Chauncey deserves a lot of credit for what he's done there. And so to jump on Dame, and Dame hit it on the head with a tweet about, I'm sorry, when I was 7 or 8 years old that I wasn't reading all the news clips. Like I didn't even know about this. You know what I mean? And people are jumping on him. And so I just think it's wrong of them to drag him in there. But let me say this. I think with Dame as far as Portland, I believe Robbie's taking the next few weeks to figure out what he wants to do. And, you know, he's obviously been outspoken about being loyal to a franchise and not joining super teams. And I'm not so sure, and this is from talking to people around the situation, I'm not so sure he's gotten over the super team thing. Like, I don't know that he wants to just go join a super team. But I do think he wants to be in a position where they have a chance to win the championship. And I think he deserves it. And I think, Rob, some of it, obviously he wants to win for himself. He's competitive. But some of it, Rob, and you've seen this with guys over the years. I'm sure you agree with me that Damian Lillard thinks he's every bit as good as Steph Curry.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
And I know he has nothing but respect for Steph. But yeah,
anybody in the league, I mean, when you're on that level
and you're making sure,
yes,
right.
You're like, he's not better than me. I mean,
and it's not disrespectful.
That.
It's just he's on that level and that's what he feels like. Right. And he's looking at it, and Steph is going to go down as the second greatest point guard ever. At least right now, that's what people are saying. Dame, where's he? Like, his story, you know what I mean? Like, you don't hear him in the top 10 all-time point guards and discussion and all that. And largely, Rob, is because of the winning or the lack thereof. And so Dame is like, and I think LeBron came to, you know, LeBron was still being called, obviously, a great all-time player. But he also knew, Rob, he would not be viewed as, you know, in the GOAT conversation or all-time great, unless he won rings. Kevin Durant knew he had to win rings. Can you imagine
LeBron
if Kevin
panicked.
Durant did not have a championship at this point?
No,
he would
I
be
get
getting
it.
Ripped as great as he is.
And we both said LeBron would have won if he stuck it out, but he was so afraid that he would wind up, and I say this not ripping Charles Barkley, he didn't want to be Charles Barkley. Like he feared it. You know what I mean? Like being a great player who didn't win.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that. I think that's why when he decided, okay, I need to make a move here. But Damian Lillard, I mean, you got to figure it out. I think
I'm not blaming him if he goes to Neil O'Shea, the GM, and says, look, let's work on a trade.
If I'm Chauncey, I'm like, wow. You know, like not only.
Well, see, I
you know
think
what I mean?
Give like, Chauncey a year. I mean, I may be wrong, but I think I think there's a good chance he says, look, let's try it for a year, see what Chauncey does with us defensively, offensively. You know what I mean? Give him a shot and see what they can do.
I would hope so, to be honest, because that's a lot, right?
Yeah, if
to
you're
pull
Chauncey,
the plug on him. He just got there.
Right. That would be. And they're probably talking, don't you think?
And you know what's
I'm
funny?
Sure Chauncey
I remember this, Chris, too, when Joe Dumars took over the Pistons. What was the first thing that happened? Do you remember? Because Joe was like in the front office the first year, like learning. He wasn't making
was
the moves.
Was that when Rick, did Rick Carlisle?
Nope.
No,
it was a player. A player walked on him.
Grant. Yeah, Grant.
That was the first thing
Orlando.
That happened
yes,
in
right.
the Joe Dumars. And
absolutely.
Joe, if you remember, wasn't mad, didn't make it like I'm not going to let do right. a sign and trade, you know, to let him get his maximum amount of money and all that. Because you remember, he got Ben Wallace
did
as the cornerstone.
Do, but did, yes. Yeah,
no,
so
he
they
did do
a sign and trade.
No, right. I'm saying right. he didn't hold it against Grant. He got right. Ben Wallace in that trade. He got Ben Wallace and Chucky Atkins, if you remember, Chris.
Yep.
And that
yep.
was the cornerstone, at least, of that run. So I'm saying
Ben is the first of that group to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I think Chauncey will get in.
You think so?
If you put Ben in, and no disrespect, but Chauncey, I think look, they all did different things, but Chauncey was the leader, as you, obviously the leader. I think he was the best player on that team.
Mr. Big Shot.
Yeah. I mean, Rasheed. Look, I think it's interesting. If Ben's in there, you know, a lot of these guys might have arguments. So we'll see.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.